It seems to me that our best hope is to identify the final theory as one that is so rigid that it cannot be warped into some slightly different theory without introducing logical absurdities like infinite energies. There is further reason for optimism in the peculiar fact that progress in physics is often guided by judgments that can only be called aesthetic. This is very odd. Why should a physicist's sense that one theory is more beautiful than another be a useful guide in scientific research? There are several possible reasons for this, but one of them is special to elementary particle physics. The beauty in our present theories may be but a dream of the kind of beauty that awaits us in the final theory. In our century, it was Albert Einstein who most explicitly pursued the goal of a final theory. As his biographer Abraham Pice puts it, Einstein is a typical Old Testament figure, with the Jehovah-type attitude that there is a law and one must find it. The last 30 years of Einstein's life were largely devoted to a search for a so-called unified field theory that would unify James Clerk Maxwell's theory of electromagnetism with the general theory of relativity, Einstein's theory of gravitation. Einstein's attempt was not successful, and with hindsight we can now see that it was misconceived. Not only did Einstein reject quantum mechanics, the scope of his effort was too narrow. Electromagnetism and gravitation happen to be the only fundamental forces that are evident in everyday life, and the only forces that were known when Einstein was a young man. But there are other kinds of forces in nature, including the weak and strong nuclear forces. Indeed, the progress that has been made toward unification has been in unifying Maxwell's theory of the electromagnetic force with the theory of the weak nuclear force, not with the theory of gravitation, where the problem of infinities has been much harder to resolve. Nevertheless, Einstein's struggle is our struggle today. It is the search for the final theory. Talk of a final theory seems to enrage some philosophers and scientists. One is likely to be accused of something awful, like reductionism, or even physics imperialism. This is partly a reaction to the various silly things that might be meant by a final theory, as for instance that discovery of a final theory in physics would mark the end of science. Of course, a final theory would not end scientific research, not even pure scientific research, nor even pure research in physics. Wonderful phenomena, from turbulence to thought, will still need explanation, whatever final theory is discovered. The discovery of a final theory in physics will not necessarily even help very much in making progress in understanding these phenomena, though it may with some. A final theory will be final in only one sense. It will bring to an end a certain sort of science, the ancient search for those principles that cannot be explained in terms of deeper principles.